Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We're going to explore the tradition of taking the man's last name.
Don't do it.
When you get married. I know you, but you hate your name.
Right. So, I would take her name in a heartbeat. And every guy should. Whatever sounds the best.
I agree. Whatever sounds the best.
See, whatever flows.
Oh, my God, Amber. You love your name, and you do not. Oh, that's She's, so.
I would take somebody else's name if it was cool. Okay. I'm saying whatever sounds the best.
Yes. Is your boyfriend's name cool?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it flow with your name?
Yeah.
Have you written it down with a hyphen, without a hyphen?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Sign it like you're signing the check. Yeah. All right. Well, let's enough about our problems. Let's talk to Abigail. Abigail?
Yay.
What's going on?
It's really embarrassing, but I'm dating this guy, and honestly, things have been getting pretty serious recently. You know, even though we haven't been together that long, it's just, you know, a couple of months, and no, you talk every day, and, you know, we're becoming those best friends and stuff. And recently, we talked briefly about marriage. And
wow, you guys have got, like, the speeders on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be anytime soon, but we kind of were talking about our future, et cetera. Okay. And I really do see a future with him. But the only problem is that his last name is, are you ready for this?
Oh, it's a bad last name.
His last name is Butt.
Butt?
Like?
Yeah.
Wait, really? B-T-T?
Like your
backside.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Butt.
Yeah. Abigail Butt. It kind of rolls.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not horrible. Abby Butt.
No, it's pretty bad. And I don't know if I want to take the name. And it's so embarrassing. I mean, how can you have... Like, I would legally change your last name if I had Butt, you know? And it's definitely, I mean, I understand it's some sort of subject for him and his family because, you know, obviously they've been teased whole entire
they
life.
Should know. They should understand.
Can I say this? The people I know, and I don't want to say any of their last names like you just did, but the people I know that have the worst last names, it's almost like... they don't want to change it out of spite.
Oh, badge of honor. Type
because
of thing.
They're like, I know some super successful people with some of the worst names I've ever, like horrifying names that when you hear them in the airport, you assume it's a prank.
Who? Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're so driven and so successful almost because of their name. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey man, you could, it's like, nope, I don't want to. And so you go to a guy who probably spent his entire school years
guaranteed
just getting swirlies and locked in lockers and just butt.
Yeah.
People handing him toilet paper for no apparent reason. Like, you're going to tell him now that he's not worthy of.
She has to.
No, that's not really what I'm doing at all. I've just, you know, I honestly, when I get married, my whole dream was I never wanted to change my, I never wanted to keep my last name until I met him and realized, oh my
now
God.
You do. Right. And you
I think I might need to avoid a lifetime of being Mrs. Butt.
Yeah, you.
So he's perfect in every way except for this one thing, which can be changed. This is actually an easy fix.
It's an easy fix for you because you have no attachment to your name.
None whatsoever.
Anybody listening to the show, I will not screw you over, but there are people who know you. You're in radio because, like, you've been Steve, you've been Chase. Steve is not your name.
Not even close.
And obviously Slacker's not my name, but I say my real name, and you not only don't care about your name, you almost don't shun it though. Your parents, but you don't look at it like it's their legacy.
To me, I don't. To me, it's just a label that I have to carry around. I don't think of anybody else, and maybe that's my problem with that. I should be empathetic with my family, who this is, they're proud
of
their
name. Well, your parents have passed, so right, it's okay.
So it helps, yeah.
Sort of.
And to me, it's just a label.
Yeah.
You know what?
And because you're in radio, you've changed your label.
So often that it's just nothing, yeah.
I think that this is kind of a superficial thing. Like, if he's a great guy and you see a future with him, then, I don't know, it's like, does his name really matter? But I've never had that issue, and you guys don't, like, you know, you kind of have different feelings around your names, and so I've never had that.
I mean, we're not even engaged yet. So
I know, but
I think I might be getting ahead of myself, well, right?
I would get out in front of this conversation, though. You don't want to have him ask you to marry you, then
yes.
You drop the hammer of, like, by the way, yes to the marriage, no to the name.
Yeah.
You can't say it then.
We're in a different time. This is common. I think it's really not that weird of a conversation to have, like, what are we thinking for the last name? You're going to keep yours? You're going to change it? Are we going to do a hybrid?
That's a pretty easy conversation for everyone whose last name is Smith, Brown, whatever. But he's already hypersensitive about his name. So it's not as easy to have that conversation with somebody named Bud.
But they should understand their place.
100%. It's like, but then she's just, you know who she becomes instantly?
Yes.
Another one of the bullies.
Right.
Like, as soon as she points out, I don't really dig this part of you, he's going to be transported back to head in the toilet. Like, he's Bud again. You should be in the toilet, Bud.
That's the last thing I want to do.
Right.
The last thing I want to do is that.
But you don't. You have a right
yes.
to say, I'm not comfortable being Mrs. Bud.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like this is, it's kind of superficial. Like,
it's 100%
it's
superficial.
It's really hard to find, like, if you found a good person that's a good match for you, are you really going to get hung up on the name?
So you're telling her to take it?
I'm just saying.
Would you be Mrs. Butt?
I'm just saying it's like a superficial thing. They're not even engaged yet. Like,
but pretend we're there. And it's like, Amber, will you make me the happiest woman ever and be my forever butt? Be Mrs. Butt. And then go to formal events where they announce as Mr. and Mrs. Butt.
When do you go anywhere where they announce your first and last name?
Down south. Okay. It's a big thing. And in Scranton, PA.
I would make light of it. I would be like, yep. Like, I mean,
I'm a butt.
If it mattered to him and he really wanted me to take the name, I would just make fun of it. Like, be self-deprecating about it.
I'm not saying it's against, because you're a very modern woman. But you're being very giving and traditionalist there, where it's like, if it means a lot to him, that's not the hill you want to die on. Like, even though the tradition is very male centric.
And I feel sorry for women because of that.
It's a stupid tradition. Why does the father's bloodline get
right.
to go on?
And why do women have to change their name, go through that whole damn stupid process?
I never cared so much until my father-in-law had three girls. It's over. Like,
yeah.
All of them change their names. And he's like, what about me? And I was like, oh, sorry, man. You had three girls.
That's what I'm saying. We're in a different time. Yeah. This is going to be a discussion when they get engaged. But it's a superficial problem to be hung up on right now.
Yeah.
Just a label, people.
Exactly.
I insisted on my
wife. You would not marry. You were going to.
Because she had gotten a divorce and had his last name and took it back. Went back to her name, and then she told me, she was like, it's just a hassle. And I'm like, that can't be the reason. So is marriage. Guess what?
Pick your hassle. Which
yeah,
one?
You're good. There's going to be some hassles.
You go through that hassle. You have to change all of your identifications.
Yeah.
You're like everything. You
Easy
have
breezy.
To change everything.
If I loved her, I would do it.
Okay.
There it is, right there.
I did play that card.
If you love me, you will cheat.
Well, and I was like, you did it before. If you had a track record of like, nope, a staunch, like, I'm keeping my last name, then I got to back off.
I see that.
But it was like, you just did it for the last
time. So. Well, so Glau's not modern because she gave in to what mattered to you.
It was mostly because I threw such a massive hissy.
Because in your mind, she loved him more than she loved you.
Oh, my God! Because, that wasn't it!
Because he did that.
It would look like that. It would look like, yes, she was willing. She thought that one was forever. This one, she's like, I don't want to file the paperwork right away.
Let's see.
You nailed it, Steve. That's exactly what it was about. You love him more than me.
Shut up. It might be true. Abigail, hang on. We're going to figure out what your last name is, even though you've only been dating 2 months. Hang on. You're right. But I just... Do you think she should get out in front of the conversation now or wait?
No.
I would absolutely.
I kind of, because he could spring this on her at any time.
I would just, I would want it to be sort of, even in a joking manner, I would want it to be out there now to be like,
okay, I don't know. Like major decisions, like, do you want to have a family? That's something you can get ahead of.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I
think how about
like
that? How about
silly.
That?
Silly. Like, okay, where are we going to get married? Because I have to get married here. Like, are you going to get ahead of that conversation?
No, no, but I thank you for giving me my argument. let's sit down, figure out if we're going to have a family. We are? Great. Then we're not having your last name. Remember the trauma you went through all those years in school? Do you want your kids to go through that? No, you don't. Change your freaking name. Like, I'm not taking it, and neither are my kids.
They need a son that's named Harry. See? What? You can have fun. What?
You're not helping.
Okay.
That is a good point. You don't want to put your kids to
Oh,
okay,
look. Just say, you're right, Slacker. Say it like that.
No.
You're right. All right. Should Abigail get in front of the butt conversation? Her boyfriend's last name is Butt. Or should she let this go? DJ?
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I think having the conversation with him, I don't think that'd be a shocker. He knows how bad his name is. But, like, really long-term, if they ever have kids, she's either going to have to tell him, no, they can't have your last name, or she's just going to have to make the decision to not have the same name as her children. And I think that might be crappier than not just taking his name now.
Because that's confusing, right? It's tough when kids don't have...
I don't know anymore.
I think it's totally normal now.
Oh,
families
okay.
are... mixed mosh, and everybody's got
a different last name. Yeah. It's like, this is my dad, this is my other dad, this is my mom's husband, this is my mom's wife. There's like, this is my, nobody's names match up. It's just like, you are who you are, and it's like,
okay,
there's no more Jones party of four. It's like the Jones is just a person put their name in, but the whole family doesn't have to be named.
You're right. Okay, that's
especially
cool.
if it's Butt.
Okay,
yeah.
I just can't, because he, like, do we think he should be the one opting? Like, if you took that much grief when you were a kid, why would you want to ever put that on your kids?
Thank you.
I already have a crappy last name, and I'm getting a divorce and going back to my crappy last name because it's just a name. Like, no one calls you by your last name. It's going to be on paper a few places, but it's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
It wasn't enough to stay married just to get away from your stupid name?
No, and my married name is way better than my actual last name.
You can keep it. You don't have to go back.
I don't want to do that either. I don't want to be tied to anybody longer than I need to.
Wow.
There's
All right. I'd love to know these names, but that's cool. Thank you for the call, DJ. Samantha.
Yay.
You want to be a Butt?
So, I think that they should just go, and if the conversation comes up, why can't she bring up creating a new last name?
Oh, derriere or something like that.
Yeah, something way classier like that.
Completely new one together. I'm a teacher, and I know how hard it is for kiddos to have names that they get made fun of for. So if future comes up in general, then talking about marriage, talking about future kids, do they really want their kids to have that last
name?
Why don't they just create a new one?
That's a good idea. Yeah, why not?
That's not a terrible, if you can get him over the hump of like, I just, like I said earlier, I feel like a lot of people who fought their way through childhood with a bad name want to keep fighting.
Yeah.
To change it is to give in to the bullies.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a mindset.
So, but that's a great idea. Thank you, Samantha. Kelly?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Yai.
She should definitely bring it up to him before a proposal were to happen, because he could be thinking, you know, this woman's going to commit her life to me, going to commit herself to my name. And now, we're already engaged, and, she's not taking my name. Is she actually ready to commit herself to me? And it's just an open conversation they need to have before that. And if she's honest with him, saying, you know what, my name is my name, I don't want to change it, then they can at least have that open discussion before an engagement or proposal were to even happen.
It is smart to get out in front of this.
Yeah.
There's certain things that if you know you're... whatever, you have a weird religious belief, or you have what, like, just get that crap on
the
table.
Let it be known.
Early. Thank you, Kelly. Sean.
Yai.
What do you think?
Hey, my opinion is that she should not worry about the last name until closer to when they are married or getting engaged.
Literally the exact opposite of what the last person said. Why? Why would you wait?
I kind of agree with Amber. I think it's kind of superficial to worry about someone's name. Especially, you know, I'm married to, my wife is Hispanic, and she didn't take my name. She just tacked it onto the last part of their name. I think it's kind of common with their culture.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I just don't think it's a big deal to worry about what someone's last name is. That's my opinion on it.
I kind of changed my mind since the kids thing, though.
Because you want them all. Can you just add an E to it? Is that Butte?
Yeah, it would be Butte.
All right.
I'm deadly strongly leaning towards Derriere, though, because that was probably...
I like that, too.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.